So I'm delighted this afternoon to welcome Julie Gowers from the Brentwood Arts Society. So welcome to Phoenix FM, Julie.
Hello, Scott, and thank you very much for giving me the time to talk about our society.
Believe me, it's our pleasure. First off, I would like to think that we need to stress that we're talking today about the Brentwood Arts Society as distinct from the Arts Society of Brentwood. So can you explain and comment on the difference?
Yes, there is a bit of confusion there. There's the Brentwood Arts Council, which is an umbrella organisation for drama, music, other organisations in Brentwood. There's also the Art Society Brentwood District. They've recently changed their name, which makes it even closer to ours, which is confusing.
Right.
They deliver lectures, so they do no practical sessions at all. But there's also Brentwood Art Society USA. As you know, we're twinned with Brentwood in USA, and they also have a society. So please don't visit their website, visit ours.
All right, so back to the Brentwood Art Society, because it's a big year for you, is it not, Julie?
It is. We were formed in 1958. That may make us the longest running art society in the area. We were formed by a chap called Mr. Reginald Bull. I think that's how you explain his name.
Right.
And he was new to the area back then and thought Brentwood lacked culture. So he formed a meeting with a few other people, very humble beginnings, and here we are today. We've got over 40 members and we're a thriving society. So thank you, Mr. Bulk, for that.
And you've got an exhibition coming up as well, have you?
We have. This is going to be a focus of our 60th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And it's running from the 3rd of November to the 29th of November at Brentwood Library. But we have a preview evening on Friday, the 2nd of November. And of course, all your listeners are invited to come along, have a glass of wine and enjoy the wonderful art on display.
So that's this coming Friday.
It is indeed, yes.
So what time's that? 7:30?
That runs from 7 to 9.
Oh, right. OK. Now, tell us a little more about the history of the group and your current activities.
Well, we now meet in the Brentwood School, the art studios of Brentwood School. I can say a little about where we used to meet.
Yeah.
All sorts of different places over Brentwood since 1958.
Yeah.
In the White Hart, which is now Sugar Hut. People mm-hmm. know that. The Railway Hotel. There's other places that no longer exist. The Railway Hotel's an interesting one because the heating wasn't very good. And
right.
In our archives, we have lots of information from our archives. And one of the ones that makes me laugh is a note to say that the model used to turn from pale pink to pale blue because of the heating. And they also paid her £1 for the session. I assure you, we pay our models considerably more than that these days.
Now, you actually do have a model that goes onto your Thursday sessions, don't you? Because you've got two sessions a week.
We do. And the little anecdote I've just told you proves that we had a life model right from the beginning.
Yeah.
And that, again, I think is a characteristic of us that is not usual in most societies. So on our Monday sessions, that's a practical session. And we have a team of excellent tutors who are all art school trained. And produce some very challenging and interesting things for us. But on the Thursday, that's not tutor-led, and that's much more informal and calm, and people do their own thing. But it's lovely having those two sessions. Some people come to both, and some people just come to one. You can please yourself which one you come along to.
Now, when you say art, I take it that this is a wide range of things. Are you talking about painting and do you do sculpture as well?
We've done all sorts of things. It depends upon the tutor who comes along. But we have actually done some model building. We've also done etching, not using acid, of course. but there's a way of etching using different methods that you don't involve acid, which will, of course, be extremely dangerous. So we're the sort of group that's open to any ideas. It's just, although we're not for absolute beginners, we do ask people to come along with some of their work to prove they have some experience, because some of our sessions are quite challenging. And there are lots of groups around for people who feel not quite ready for that. But yes, we have a whole range of different things, and we try, and it's a willingness to embrace different ideas is the essential, I think, requirement of our members.
So if somebody wants to join, how would they go about it?
We have a website, as I've already mentioned, the Brentwood artsociety.com. Mm-hmm. You can phone the secretary, Margaret mm-hmm. Hurst. I haven't got the number here right at this moment, but I can give that to you later on.
I have.
Oh, excellent. Yes. Well done. Well, there you are. Perhaps you'd like to read that out.
01277-227-205. That's a Brentwood number, of course, 01277-227205. There you are.
Thank you for that.
See, I've done my homework.
You have indeed. And you can also email us at brentwoodartsoc@gmail.com. That's brentwoodartsoc, C-O-C at the end.
Yeah.
At gmail.com. So three different ways of getting in touch with us, and we're very welcoming. Always keen to have new members. We had quite a few join us this year, which is always delightful.
So, and how much do you charge?
It's £25 for the year, and that covers the rental of the rooms and some other costs, and it's £5 for a studio fee.
Now is that £5 each time then?
It is, yes. Yep. But when you think we offer a model and the prices that are normally charged, in London you can go on courses, and it costs much, much more than that. So it's it does represent extremely good value.
All right. Now, you also do weekend workshops and art trips, don't you? So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes, we do. We often go away for a weekend. Mm-hmm. We've been to Mersey Island, which is fairly local, but we've been to Wiltshire, Laycock Village, that some people may have heard about. We've been to quite a few places in Norfolk. So we travel away usually from Friday to Sunday, and we book accommodation. Sometimes we hire a house, and we all go to the house and we have evening meals together. But during the daytime, we're out working. It's generally done with a tutor, not always, but we usually take a tutor along with us. Right. We also have the odd museum trip, gallery trip, workshops. So they will be locally over a weekend.
Right.
We have social events such as our annual dinner, which is just a way of coming together to
boozy events.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, you've also been involved in some overseas exchanges, have you not?
We have, yes. I was approached by the Brentwood Montbazon Twinning Association to prepare an event for their visiting French people. I actually misunderstood that and thought they were asking for something a little bit more involved. So I prepared a week's programme.
Yes.
And when they saw that, they said, oh, hey, we can do something with this. So the upshot of that was that we had about 15 fellow artists come from Montbazon, and we put on a programme for them, and they were super people, really lovely, and they threw themselves into everything that we had organised. And of course, you know, which was our ulterior motive, was it not? We got invited back. So last year we went to Montbazon, had an absolutely fabulous time, not to mention the ubiquitous French picnics, which were laid on every day. Trestle
we're
tables.
Back to the booze.
Wine as too. Yeah. And the trestle tables would come out and the picnic baskets would come out. And we entertained these people this year. They came to us this year.
Yes.
And they again threw themselves into all the activities that we had organised. We regard them as friends now, so we've been invited back again. So this is an ongoing, exciting event for us.
So are you planning to do one for the people in the States?
That's a little bit far. It's an idea. Yeah. I don't know whether they ever come over. I suppose they must do. I've not got involved in that. But yes, there's also the German twinning organisation. And there's perhaps potential there to do something too.
Right. And you do trips into London, some of the art museums there as well.
Yes, we our proximity to London obviously is wonderful because we can go to exhibitions, galleries, and we often use those to inspire the workshops. So Matisse, a trip to Matisse, Sonia Delaunay, some people may be familiar with that exhibition that was on a year or so ago. Mm-hmm. And we bring back that inspiration and use a workshop to build upon that. So, yes, we do have those trips as well.
Now, I know that you want to bang the drum a bit to encourage developments in the future, particularly with the local politicians. So go ahead.
Well, yes, we just talked about the proximity of Brentwood to London, which, of course, is wonderful. We can hop on a train and we can be in Liverpool Street in 20 minutes, which is fantastic. But when on our trips we go to other places, such I think Whitstable had a wonderful arts centre, mm-hmm. and it centralises things and it brings the arts together, mm-hmm. not only for the practitioners of those areas of arts, but people who wish to come and share it with them. In Brentwood, we don't really have that. We have the theatre, which is great. Mm-hmm. We're very grateful for the space we have in the library, although that's shrunk and shrunk over the years. It would be wonderful to have a designated space. Now, we all know there's been lots going on with the council offices. Mm. And a few years ago, I attended several meetings about the proposals to give over some of the space there, which had become redundant, to the community use. That seemed to have bitten the dust, mm-hmm. because that's now flats. There was also talk of having some studio areas in the registry office when that moves to Chelmsford. Don't know what's happening there. But I would really like to shout that loud and clear, that we need good exhibition space, performing space, because there's wonderful stuff that goes on in Brentwood. And certainly if you visit the Brentwood Arts Council website, you'll see that there's all sorts of drama organisations, all sorts of music, all sorts of things that are going on in Brentwood. We rather hide our light under a bushel, I feel.
Well, I'm sure the politicians would turn around and say, sorry, it's all about costs.
Indeed.
I guess that's the problem. Now, at the start of our chat, you referred to your earliest beginnings of the organisation, and I think you're hoping that you might be able to trace some of the surviving relatives of your founders. Is that
well,
right?
Well, it suddenly occurred to me, given that this is our 60th year and we're having this exhibition, which we're trying to make a focus of this quite amazing achievement, it occurred to me it would be awfully nice to trace some of these people, or their relatives, if they're not still with us. Because I think they would be thrilled to think that Mr. Bulk had a meeting with about three other people in his front room in 1958, and now we're still going. And if that were me, I'd be really thrilled at that.
And you've got over 40 members,
We have over 40 members. Hmm. And the people, well, I tried going on Facebook and tracing these people that way, but haven't had any success. But the people's names, if you're out there and these names ring a bell, please get in touch with us. It's Reginald Bulk. He was the founder. And this really shows what...
And his name is spelt B-A-L-C-H.
It is.
Right? Yeah.
And a major, this shows how close we were to the war, I think, back in 1958. He was still using his title. Major C for Charlie, V, I don't know what's V's for. What's V? V for vampire.
Victor.
We're near vampire? Halloween. Let's say vampire. We're near to Halloween. Hanson, that's H-A-N-S-O-N. There was also a Mr. R. Cole Stokes. He was the first secretary. And also mentioned is a Miss Alexander. Don't know her first name, but she was a teacher at Brentwood County High School for many years.
Well, that'd be good. So anyway, if anybody knows that out here and they could help, they can either presumably email the Brentwood Arts Society, or if they want to, they can email us here at radio@phoenixfm.com. But if you choose that option, just make sure that you do actually mark it for my personal attention. Otherwise, it'll probably disappear into a black hole, never to see the light of day. So did you want to repeat your email address?
Yes, it's Brentwood Art Soc. So it's SOC at the end, not the rest of the word of society, @gmail.com.
Okay, BrentwoodArtSoc @gmail.com.
And the website where all this information is BrentwoodArtSociety.com.
Fair enough.
But if you reach the Brentwood Art Society in USA, that's not us.
Right, okay, fair enough. Thank you very much indeed, Julie. Really appreciate that.
Thank you very much, Scott.